From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Continuing his series in the book of Romans, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the theme of the gospel according to Paul in a nutshell. In chapter 3, verses 21 through 26, Paul explains how God can justify sinners and remain true to his righteous character. The answer is found in the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ, where the just wrath of God fell upon him as he hung on the cross as the substitute for guilty sinners. Those who believe in Christ are declared righteous in God's sight. This is at the heart of the doctrine of justification by faith, the gospel which Paul preached all over the then-known world. And furthermore, this righteousness is applied equally to all who believe the gospel. There are no exceptions. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of this message called The Extent of the Gospel. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Afflictions, But No Broken Bones. The text is found in Psalm 34 and verse 20. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. This promise, by the context, is referred to the much afflicted righteous man. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He may suffer skin wounds and flesh wounds, but no great harm shall be done. Not a bone of him shall be broken. This is a great comfort to a tried child of God, and comfort which I dare accept. For up to this hour I have suffered no real damage from my many afflictions. I have neither lost faith, nor hope, nor love. Nay, so far from losing these bones of character, they have gained in strength and energy. I have more knowledge, more experience, more patience, more stability than I had before the trials came. Not even my joy has been destroyed. Many a bruise have I had by sickness, bereavement, depression, slander, and opposition. But the bruise has healed, and there has been no compound fracture of a bone, not even a simple one. The reason is not far to seek. If we trust in the Lord, He keeps all our bones. And if He keeps them, we may be sure that not one of them is broken. Come, my heart, do not sorrow. Thou art smarting, but there are no bones broken. Endure hardness, and bid defiance to fear.
Sing glory to the newborn King. He saw
Over the years that Let the Bible Speak has been on the air, many folks have commented on the beautiful sacred music which is a part of each program. Now, for a limited time, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of the CD, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. But don't delay. The supply is limited. Call or write for your copy today.
Here is the truth, that on every believer, God gives a verdict. Upon every believer, God stamps the verdict of the court of heaven. And that verdict is righteous. Now the world will look and say, he? Righteous? I know him. The devil will come along and say, that man, that woman, righteous? And remind him of all the sins and failures. When you go to the Wartburg in Germany, see the room in which Luther did his translation of the German Bible, was held a prisoner, you'll see the desk at which he sat. And you'll hear the story that this is where Luther was sitting when the devil came, reminding him of all his sin. And Luther took his ink pot and threw it at the old serpent and said, bring them all and millions more. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. He was justified and he knew it. He was declared righteous and he knew it. For this is a verdict upon all believers. And understand this, this is a verdict equally upon all believers. This is where justification differs from sanctification. Sanctification is at different stages of advancement in different believers. We are not all equally holy. We are not all equally mature. We are not all equally wise. We all know that. But you see, justification is our legal standing before God. And it does not depend on our wisdom or our works. It does not depend on the level of our maturity or sanctification. It depends on the fullness and perfection of the merit of Jesus Christ. Can you improve upon perfection? He is made unto us righteousness. Jehovah Tsidkenu, as we sang last Sabbath evening. The Lord our righteousness. If Christ is my righteousness, I have a perfect righteousness. Can't be bettered. And that's equally true for all believers. I want you to see what Paul is saying here. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ never fails to receive the gift of saving righteousness. Now understand that. You come to Jesus as you are, weary, worn, and sad. You come to Christ with all the burden of your guilt. You come with all your history. In due time we'll get, well, in due time, certainly by next Sabbath evening, we'll have to get to the wonderful words of verses 25 and 26. The remission of sins. Dealing with the things that are past. You come with all of your past. You come with all of your history. You come with all of the things of which you're totally ashamed. You come with everything that would make you blush. You come with all that could condemn you to hell. And what happens? By faith in Jesus Christ, instantaneously, irreversibly, eternally, justified. Declared righteous, acceptable to God. God is satisfied. The law is silenced toward you except to cry for your entrance into heaven. And all the covenant blessings of grace are vouchsafed to you. Faith never fails to receive the gift of Christ's righteousness. It is upon all them that believe. It is actually imputed. It is actually placed to the account of every single believer in Jesus Christ. Now that brings us full circle. Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? This is the big question. Are you a believer in Jesus Christ? Don't let anything take the place of this. Don't fool yourself that there's any alternative. We read of the publican. The Lord Jesus told us that he went into the temple and he smote upon his breast, couldn't lift his eyes to heaven. I want you to see, there's no easy believism here. This is real conversion. He's convicted of his sin. He feels he's guilty and worthy of hell. He is humbled under the mighty hand of God. He cannot even lift his gaze heavenward. But from the depths of humiliation and shame, he cries, God, be merciful. God, be propitious. God, deal with me on the ground of the propitiatory sacrifice. Something of which Paul goes on to speak in the 25th verse of this passage. Lord, deal with me on that ground. And Jesus said, that man went down to his house justified. Justified. Clothed in the garments of the righteous merits of Christ. I wonder tonight, have you ever personally experienced the liberating power of this gospel? Have you ever come as a believer in Jesus Christ to receive freedom from sin's guilt, that you're not struggling to impress God with what you do or how well you do it? You're no longer struggling to make an impression upon God by your paying or by your praying, but you're cast entirely upon the finished work, the complete merits of Jesus Christ to free you from the guilt of sin, to make you acceptable to God, and to assure you of eternal glory. When the Philippian jailer stood on the edge of eternal hell, on the edge of a suicide's grave, Paul intervened, and trembling, that big sinner cried, what must I do to be saved? The answer is startling in its simplicity and in its directness. He did not get a course in Reformed theology. He did not get, as I think we have, and I hate to be critical here, but I think we have inherited, sadly, from the excesses of some of the Puritans. He did not get a deep psychological evaluation as to how deeply he was humiliated, how well he was prepared. No, as a trembling soul crying, what must I do to be saved? He got the answer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Because faith always receives justifying righteousness. Isn't that what we read in John chapter 1? As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Even to the believing ones upon his name. The question tonight is not whether you're a Baptist or a Presbyterian. The question is whether you're a believer in Jesus Christ. Not a believer about him, but a believer in him. There's a world of difference. I've told you before, and it comes to mind as I think of the almost suicidal, depressive person from Michigan who threw himself over Niagara Falls a couple of weeks back, somehow lived to tell the tale. When a great circus actor, really, great tightrope walker, was going across the falls, he did so in the sight of a great crowd. The rope swayed and he went straight across anyway. Turned to the crowd and said, "Do you believe I could carry you across that rope?" "Oh yeah, you could." "Well, jump on." "I don't think so. I don't think so." And then he took his manager and he put him on his back and he carried him right across the falls. The first man said he believed. He believed about him. But he certainly didn't believe in him. The illustration, like most illustrations, falls down because, you see, there is no possibility of Christ failing. Every tightrope walker has his falls. Jesus Christ never fails. There are still people who know all about him, but they don't know him. You're living in sin. You don't know him. Fooled by the devil, perhaps, into thinking if you knew Christ, you somehow would lose out on life. Man, how good a deceiver is the devil. You have people drinking poison, they're thinking it's the water of life. Living a life of miserable rejection and rebellion against God, a heartbeat from hell, and they say, "Man, this is living." Tonight, the question is, are you a believer? And if you're not, why not? Why not? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. For this righteousness of God is revealed to all, including you. And it actually is given without fail to every single believer in Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.